Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Welcome to Hour 2 of Live the Promise. Glad to have you with us today. If you just tuned in, you missed my first hour discussion with Laurel Bunker. We had a really profound and powerful talk about racial reconciliation within the body of Christ. You want to check out the podcast on our website, myfaithradio.com. Now we're going to be listening and hearing from some of my favorite artists, Selah. You hear them. If you listen often enough, we play their music all the time on the show. Well, we're celebrating today their brand new album, You Amaze Us. So I want to not waste another minute. Let me tell you about my guests, and we'll get this conversation started. For over 17 years, Selah's been a group. Todd Smith, Alan Hall, and now Amy Perry. They've toured together as the Pan Selah, and their well-known songs include Press On, You Raise Me Up, and Wonderful, Merciful Savior. And as I said, if you've listened to the show often enough, you've heard their songs plenty of times on Live the Promise. Todd and Alan, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks, Susie.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to be with you guys. So we love to start out our conversation talking scripture. Todd, you chose John 15:20. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they'll also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours as well. Say a word about that passage, Todd.
Well, I think what we're seeing in Iraq and in Syria and in Africa makes those words very relevant, you know, to a nation like ours who's been very protected. And we wrote a song. I actually wrote a song called We Must Not, which is on You Amaze Us, and it's about the persecuted church and just encouraging us to stand with our brothers and sisters around the world and to pray for them and to pray that they stay strong regardless of what happens, because that's how they've asked us to pray for them.
Boy, that's a good word. We're going to be playing You Must Not in just a little bit and appreciate that. And in fact, we're even going to hear about just your upbringing as a missionary kid and really can't wait to get into that conversation. And Scripture does call us to remember our brothers and sisters who are persecuted. So I can't wait to hear that song and listen with our listeners. Well, Alan, I'm wondering if there is either a life verse that you'd like to share or just a verse that God's been speaking to you about these days.
Oh, you know, I love, kind of mine is Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And I've always loved that. I love the thought of us being able to just rest as we are in Jesus. You know, we're so, especially our culture here in the States, just a very busy culture. We've been, you know, American industriousness, which is wonderful. I mean, that's why we've achieved what we have in the world and lead the world, but I think we can just be very, very busy and never take that time and stop and rest and just, you know, just be, mm-hmm. just be with God.
And when we're with him, he replenishes us. It's such a wonderful invitation. Well, Todd, you were a missionary kid. I'd love for you to tell us about just your growing up years and how Christ became your very own.
Yeah, well, my grandparents moved out in the 1930s, started three mission stations. My dad was born out there. Eventually, my grandpa passed away after about 15 years, and so my dad was 11 years old. Mm-hmm. They moved back to the States. He eventually went to college, got married to my mom, who prayed when she married him that they would never be called to go to Africa, because she wanted to stay in Michigan. And then when they had three of the four of us kids, I was about 5 years old, our house burned down in Michigan. And when that happened, my dad really felt called to go to Africa. So we went back to Congo and lived there for 8 years, but they've served there for about 40 years now. And they run several Bible colleges there where they've over the years have trained nationals to become pastors and evangelists. And so I loved it out there. Just as a boy, it was a great place. You could hunt and play all kinds of sports, and we had a pet chimpanzee, and loved soccer, you know, grew up playing soccer there, and the people there are just amazing people. And actually, right before we went to Africa, I remember going to church. It was a small country church in western Michigan, and the pastor shared the gospel. And for some reason, even at five, I understood what it meant. And so I accepted Christ later at my house, and then my mom prayed with me again, just making sure I really understood everything. But yeah, that's when I came to faith.
Wow. And there's such a depth that really is shown in your music. And I love, love, love. Well, I can't wait to listen to this new album. It's just excellent. Alan, how did you come to Christ?
Well, I grew up in church. I was playing piano for my little, I went to a little country church, right in Knoxville, Tennessee. That's where I'm from, East Tennessee. And, real rural at the time, very rural environment. So I went to a little country church and I started playing the piano there. Oh goodness. Kind of officially when I was probably, 11 or 12, but, I learned to play when I was seven. I was kind of noodling around at the church before that. And so I've always been in church my whole life, and I went forward. I grew up Methodist, so I went forward when I was 12 with some friends. And so I've always had an awareness of Christ. But I would say when it really became, I think everybody hits a point, even if you, accept Christ as a child, I think there comes a point when it truly, like, becomes yours. For me, that was sophomore year in college. So even though I believe I was, saved at 12 and all, but I guess I had a massive rededication my sophomore year of college, and actually I was baptized. I was playing piano in a Baptist church by then in Nashville, where I'd moved, and I actually wanted to be baptized again because it was such a strong, it became my own, I think every believer hits a point where it's not what you were raised is what just what your parents were telling you. Hopefully there comes that moment where it truly internalizes you and becomes your own. So that was, probably 19 years old, I guess, 19 or 20. And I actually wanted to be baptized again.
So. Wow, that's so great. Todd, when did you first realize you could sing?
I think when I was really, really little. But when I was three, my dad was a music pastor, my mom was a piano major in college, and so singing was like breathing for us. So it was just very natural to be singing all the time. But my dad, when I was three, would put me on top of a chair, and I would sing. My first song was Amen, and I would sing that to all the different Bible studies at the church, and I'd make them give me gum and nickels and quarters.
That's a great motivation. Wow, nobody can belt it like you, Todd, I'm just saying. So talk to us about the title song, You Amaze Us, Todd.
That one, it was written by a music pastor and several other people, including Jordan Malowski of the Afters. And basically, they were just claiming the promises of God. Their church had been going through some different just difficulties, different things that were going on within the church, and just wondering how they were going to, pull through. And so they just started writing about the promises of God and who Jesus is and how he can always turn things around. And so they, out of writing those lyrics and this beautiful music and melody, our label heard it, played it for us one night, and we heard it one time, and then we said, yeah, we'll record that. And so we did, and actually we just found out today it's been number one for 10 weeks, which is a record for us, and it was also it debuted number one on the Billboard chart, which is the first time in history that any song has ever done that on that chart. So it's just been a real, real special time.
Wow, congratulations. And so we're going to play You Amaze Us. We've got a few copies to give away. If you want to call in and tell us your favorite Selah song, I would love to hear from you. I want to give Todd and Alan as much time as possible, but I'd love for you to call in and encourage them. Tell them how much you love their music. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Let's hear the song You Amaze Us.
Overcomes, you are, yes, you are.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for this amazing CD. Talking to Selah today, talking to Todd Smith and Alan Hall. Got a few copies. We're going to have to take a break in just a moment. See those calls coming in. I want you to call in, encourage Selah. Tell us your favorite Selah song. We have time for Angie before the break. Katie, hang on. We're going to get you in a moment. Angie, welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your favorite Selah song, Angie?
I have to say, I pretty much like all of them.
Good answer.
We do have the Christmas album, and I love it when you guys sing in, I don't know if it's Congolese or Swahili. I especially love those songs, so.
That song is called Noel, and it's in the language of Kituba, which is what I grew up speaking. And I wrote that actually the night before we recorded it. There aren't a lot of original Christmas songs in Congo because the dictator who was there when I grew up there basically wanted all the songs about him. And so they had songs like Silent Night that they translated, but there weren't a lot of original Christmas songs. And so I wrote that one. And then we recorded it the next day. So thanks so much, Angie.
Angie, yeah. Thanks for the call. You get a copy of their new album, too. So glad you called in.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, God bless you. Katie and Eva, we're going to get you in just a moment talking to Selah. We need to take a quick short break. We're going to hear more songs from this absolutely amazing brand new album, You Amaze Us. The song you just heard has been number one on the charts for 10 weeks. Congratulations, Selah. More with Todd and Alan in just a moment.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
God is amazing because of his constant provision for me in every circumstance of my life. Thick and thin, he's there and he takes care of me.
God amazes me by making so much beauty just in color and all the different shades, and I just love it.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. You're listening. That music is by Selah. And I'm going to tell you why they're some of just my favorite artists. There's depth. They're like old souls in young bodies, you know, that there's depth. There really is. There's just, I can't even explain it, but your musicality is just brilliant to me. But the richness, you know, there's like so much theology in hymns, and you guys bring them to life in the most beautiful way. And then your current music is just rich. So I know I'm sort of gushing, but I just appreciate you so much. I want you to know that.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Indeed. We'll get more songs we're going to hear, but I want to give Katie and Eva a chance to tell you, to kind of gush a little more so I'm not the only one. Katie's calling in from Champlin. What's your favorite Selah song, Katie?
Oh, I just love You Are My Hiding Place. That just really is such a meaningful song. And the first time I saw it, I think there was like a Billy Graham crisis team that went out after the Virginia Tech shooting. And I think that's where I heard it. I think they played that. It was televised on TV, and it just was so meaningful during such a difficult time.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs we've ever done. I just love, well, I love songs in minor keys.
Yeah.
You know, just I love how moody they are, and just the lyrics, the music in that one, the melody and the lyrics just fit perfectly. And it's a simple song. I mean, it's a very deep song, but it's, I love in how simple it is in a way. Just, you know, the main lyrics are, "You are my hiding place. I will trust in you. I will trust in you."
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just a great heart's cry.
Indeed. Katie,
absolutely.
Thank you. Thanks for calling
thank
in.
Thank you.
Yep, you'll get a copy of their new CD. Eva's calling in from Manitoba. Eva, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Eva.
Hi.
How are
Hi,
you?
Eva.
Oh, I'm good. You?
We're good. What Selah song do you like?
Oh, I have always been a sucker for How Great Thou Art, and they just have such a beautiful rendition of it.
Yes, they do, definitely. I've never heard anybody say they're a sucker for How Great Thou Art, but...
That's a great one.
That's good. Eva, thanks so much for calling. Okay, so this next song we're going to hear from your new album is At the Cross. Either one of you want to chime in about that song before we play it?
Yeah, Alan, why don't you?
Yeah, well, some college friends of ours wrote that. Jenna Worling, well, Jenna Cowart now, Jenna and Benji Cowart wrote that. And I used to actually sing in a group so a few years before Selah actually formed. Jenna and I and another girl, Jennifer McLean, had kind of a little country bluegrass trio that we sang in down here in Nashville. So I was so happy when we got that song pitched to us and knew that it was Benji and Jenna, and I was just like, wow, that's so great. It was just, I love kind of those full circle connections, you know. But I love that song. It's just, the first time we heard it, we're like, oh, my goodness. I mean, just, again, an incredibly powerful lyric. The melody to me is so, especially on the chorus, all of it's great, but when you get to that chorus, and you just have the, at the cross, I mean, just, it's so stirring. Mm. And Amy just sings the fire out of it on that lead, you know.
I love it.
Just,
I love it.
Just unreal.
Very good. Well, let's hear At the Cross, talking to Selah. I'm going to pitch that number one more time if you've got a favorite Selah song. We'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Let's listen to At the Cross.
Yeah.
unbelievable. I have Holy Spirit goosebumps all over my arms. So I'm just going to predict that that's going to be the next one at the top of the charts. That is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
thank
done,
you.
My friends. My goodness. Talking to Sayla, Lisa, and Rachel, I see your calls. We need to take a short break. Talking to Todd Smith and Alan Hall with Sayla. We're celebrating their brand new album, You Amaze Us. The title song is at the top of the charts right now. If you love Sayla, call in and tell us what you love about her. Maybe you've got a favorite song. Let's call in and encourage them today, all right? 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. We will be right back.
Amazes me when I see nature and I think about all that there's out there that I haven't seen yet, and I guess the beauty of creation reflects that as a creator.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Talking to Sayla today, Todd Smith and Alan Hall from Sayla, celebrating their brand new album, You Amaze Us. We've got a number of songs left on the album we want to play. We've got a few calls coming in, just friends who are listeners who love your music. Todd and Alan, I want to just tell you which song they love. Lisa's calling in from Moose Lake. Lisa, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello. Hi. Yeah, I just love your love hearing about your background and how you came to Christ. That was very interesting. And I love your new album. It's great.
Well,
and
thank you.
I got goosebumps too, Susie, listening to that song.
So which song do you like, Lisa?
I like the new one, the
At the
You
Cross.
Amaze Us.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, At the Cross and You Amaze Us.
And you like all of them, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've obviously got the new album, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be getting it to you in the mail.
Well, thank you.
God bless you.
Thanks so much.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, Rachel's calling in from White Bear. Rachel, welcome. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi. I was just calling in to let you know that our favorite song is Wonderful Merciful Savior, and we actually loved it so much we had it played at our wedding.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So it was
That's
one
great.
Of our favorites.
Yeah. It's
Well, thanks. That song, I heard that one. I moved to Nashville in 1988 to go to college here at Belmont University,
yeah.
And that song is written by, it started here at a church called Christ Community Church in Franklin, Tennessee, where Todd lives now, and it's a great church, but when I first heard it there in the late 80s, the very first time the worship team at that church did that song, if I could have fallen to my knees in the pew, there wasn't room, but if I could have hit my knees in the pew, I would have, but I mean, I started weeping, and you could just see the emotion going around the room, and I'll never forget, right there in my mind at that time, I thought, you know, that is a beautiful song, and I was like, I always want to remember this song, and then when Sayla got signed to our record contract, and I was like, one day I would love to record that song, and I'm so glad we did.
Wow.
Yep, me too.
Rachel, I heard it too in the 80s, and same thing. If there would have been room for me to go to my knees, that song just undid me. So, so glad. That's one of my favorites too. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. We got time for one more call before we get to more songs. Bob is calling in from Balaton. Bob, welcome. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hello.
How are you, Bob?
Well, doing great down here in Southwest Minnesota. My wife and I really enjoy them a lot. I think the first time we heard them was You Lift Me Up, and started buying their albums. And my wife really, really enjoys the hymns a lot. Yesterday we had the hymns on playing over and over yesterday, How Great Thou Art and Standing on the Promises.
Yeah.
Mm.
Man, I'll tell you what, Bob, the hymns are just, they're some of our favorites.
Yes.
And we've done them from the very beginning. We've actually got several on this album, Just As I Am. This one may not be considered a hymn, but we did it African style, old Andre Crouch tune, Soon and Very Soon, and then we did it in Ketubah. We also did I'd Rather Have Jesus and the Old Rugged Cross, Victory in Jesus, and In the Garden, which are some of our favorites.
Excellent.
My wife's next to me. She's all excited. She loves those.
Yeah. Well, greet your wife for us, Bob, and tell her that you were so brave to call in. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
Bless
Thanks,
you, brother.
Bob.
Bless you. Okay, so let's hear, let's wait a second, Matt. Sorry, I want to ask Alan about Nearing Home, and then we'll listen to that song. Tell us about Nearing Home.
Sure. I co-wrote that song with our producer, Jason Kyle, and a dear friend of mine, Jeffrey East. That song came out of, we sang a few years ago at the Cove, which is a kind of a, it's a Billy Graham's retreat area over in western North Carolina. And so it's beautiful. It's set up in the mountains, in the Smoky Mountains. Just gorgeous place, just a place to restore your soul. We did a conference for Billy Graham's daughter, Ann Graham Lotz. And so we were there for, I think, two or three days singing for her. And then we were staying over. We finished on a Sunday morning with her conference. And then we were staying over. We're doing a concert Sunday night. So we had the afternoon off. And I won't go into the whole – I know we have limited time here. But Ann asked us she didn't think we would want to because she thought we'd want to rest. But she said she didn't think we'd want to – she wondered if we would want to come up and sing for – she said, do you want to come up and meet Daddy and sing for him for a little while? And, of course, we were like, we'll skip the concert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We're like, we'll – and I tell you what, we went up there, and you can tell there's a lot of love in that house. Mm. It's just – it's a simple home. It's a beautiful home, but it's a simple home. And but to spend that time with Reverend Graham, and, you know, we sang to him. And we sang. In fact, we recorded "I'd Rather Have Jesus" specifically for him and put it on this album. But we'd recorded it shortly after we spent time with him. But of course, that song, and and we did several of his favorite hymns, and it was just the most special time.
Mm. You'll never forget that. Just so you know, we have Ann on pretty regularly on the show. She's a great. Friend of the show.
She has
her
father's gift for speaking, doesn't she?
Doesn't she ever?
She is her daddy's girl. There is no question. And it was just such an honor to spend. And so that song was born out of that afternoon. We, you know, when we left, he prayed over us. Amy had not had Josiah yet. And so he prayed for little Josiah, who was still in Amy's womb, and he prayed for Amy and us, and just for ministry and health. And he knows what it's like to be away from your family and friends, away on the road a lot. So he said he understood what it was like for traveling ministers, and he prayed for us. And it was a very humbling experience, a very beautiful experience. So that song that just stayed with me, and that song I co-wrote that a few weeks later at a writing retreat in Florida, just because I'd been so impacted by meeting him. I never dreamed in my life I'd get to spend an hour at Billy Graham's home.
Wow, what a great backstory. Let's hear the song Nearing Home.
Sacrifice was leaving kids and wife in the safety of the Father's loving hands. From sea to shining sea, they'd come to hear and preach and see him walk the walk of which he. At the end of each crusade, his thoughts would drift away up that winding mountain road to family. He's nearing home, nearing home, nearing. Thank you. for miles to seek Him, to hear the wisdom of the Word of God. People far and wide were born into new life when He proclaimed the simple story of the cross.
Outwardly we're wasting away, inwardly we're renewed day by day. What a great tribute to Billy Graham. Boy, that's amazing. He started this radio station, by the way, so we have a great place in our hearts for him, and love that you guys did that. Before we take a break.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I want to squeeze in one more song before this quarter hour break. Wondering if we can do that. Todd, can you tell us about More and More of You?
Yeah, it was written by Jenny Lee Riddle, who wrote Revelation Song.
Wow.
And they played the demo for us. It was actually on YouTube. And you just sense God's anointing on that song. And basically, it's just saying, you know what? I treat you like a vending machine a lot of times. And what I really need is to desire what you want. So Holy Spirit, fill us. We want more and more of you.
Mm, that's my prayer every day. Let's hear Selah's new song, More and More of You.
We have had enough of getting everything we want. We are weary of living this life just for us. Oh, forgive us of seeking your hand and not your face. Come and empty us, Father, we're desperate in this place. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires, hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, a healing visitation, nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more. Have given us so much more than we deserve, and you deliver us by the power of your word. So God, we lift you up.
your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation. Healing visitation. Nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more of you. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Oh, the love that covers us. Your desires, hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, healing visitation. Nothing else will do. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation.
Isn't that powerful? That's Selah, their brand new album, You Amaze Us. We've got Bobby calling in from Peoria, and he just said, thank you so much. Your music has led us through many, many trying times. And Heidi from Jamestown, North Dakota, said her favorite song is I Will Carry You. We want to give as much time. We just have about 10 minutes left with our friend Selah, so we're going to listen to them and hear more from their music. And so if you want to call in and tell us your favorite song so we can pass it on and encourage them, we'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. We'll be right back.
Down yonder, Gabriel, place your foot on the land and sea. But don't you blow that trumpet now. I tell you here from me, cause there ain't no grave, ain't no grave. It's gonna hold this spider down now. No, no, no.
There ain't no grave,
no grave.
I'll hold this spider down.
No, no,
no. I'm amazed that God would give us his words in a book to lead us and guide us through life.
God amazes me in his patience and that he's willing to bear with us even with all our mistakes.
Okay, I just want you to picture it. Every year I go to Nashville with my son lives there. We do a 52-mile ride in 100-degree weather. I've got this song in my ears and I'm riding 22 miles an hour. That is like my happy, happy place. That is one of my all-time favorite songs that you guys do. That had to have been a blast to record. I just got to ask.
Oh, it was great. Jason Crabb is someone who we just love. We love his voice. And Russ Taff actually did that song on an album called Under Their Influence, and he was one of my biggest influences. And so I always wanted to record that, and Jason and I got in the studio, and we just went back and forth with each other. It was just feeding off of each other, and it was a blast to record that song.
That is amazing. Before we play We Must Not, Alan, I want to know, how did you and Todd connect?
We met at Belmont in the early 90s. Probably, what, 1992, I think?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
That's amazing. And the rest was history, huh?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yep. We'd work together at school. We do some sessions together. That's how we, you know, I knew he played soccer. And then we both, he was a music business major. I was a music business minor. But Belmont has a studio there, and the engineering majors would call sessions together so they can learn to record and work the equipment. And, of course, it's great practice for musicians and all of that. So, we started running into each other on some sessions and things.
That's amazing. Okay, Todd, Alan said before the show, before we got you on the line, that you're the one to set up the song We Must Not. And you touched on it at the beginning of the show. But just say another word about it before we play this song.
Yeah, absolutely. I read a book called The Insanity of God about a year and a half ago. And the writer, his name is Nick Ripken. He's been a missionary in Africa and the Middle East for 30 years.
We've had him on the show a couple times, want you to know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, great.
He loves
so you're,
him. Yes.
Oh, he's just amazing. But he wrote, he spent 15 years interviewing the persecuted church in China and Russia and Eastern Europe. And one of the stories that just really struck me was he goes and he interviews some Chinese believers. And at one point, one of the pastors asked him, he said, Nick, I want to know, are there any believers in Jesus outside of China, or are we the only ones who believe in him?
Mm.
And Nick shared how there were millions all over the world and that we pray for them. And when they found out that we prayed for them and that they weren't alone, it gave them courage. But they also said, you let people know when they pray for us, one, to pray for our persecutors, that they come to know Jesus. And also, when they pray for us, don't pray that we'll be safe. Don't pray that we get out of prison. But you pray that we stay true to the name of Jesus, even if it costs us our lives. And so out of that, I wrote, We Must Not.
You know, that is just staggering when you think about it. One thing Nick said when we had him on the show is in our Americanized version, he said, he hears all the time, we pray, extract them from these places. And they're saying, no, don't pray that. Pray that we be bold and courageous and true. Boy, what a paradigm shift. And so,
absolutely.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to hear this one. We Must Not. This is Selah.
Come now, let us reason together. There is work to be done. There's a lot of evil around us. I can feel the darkness coming on. It's coming on strong. But the Father's love is deeper still, and the whole wide world is a mission field. Take my hand, let's hold each other up.
Wow, I'm just stunned and speechless, and we only have about 30 seconds. You two, I wish we could have you back, but Todd and Alan, God bless you for the gift of God, and I just pray that this album grows wings and goes far and wide. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Susie.
Wonder if I could pray a quick blessing on you before we go out here.
Please
do. We love that.
Father, I pray for Todd and for Alan and for Amy. Bless their families. Bless their ministry. Guard and guide them. Protect them. And Jesus, use them in ways that are above and beyond their wildest dreams. I thank you, God, that we are free. May we leverage this day of freedom for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, brothers. I hope you'll
come back again. Thanks so much,
Susie. Yes.
We'd love to. Thank you.
Yeah, love the time with you guys. Be blessed. Wow, I loved it. I loved it. I hope you were encouraged, too. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. You can find a podcast of today's show on our website at myfaithradio.com. You know, lots of friends need to hear the songs on this album. So with a click of a button, you can share today's show with by Facebook, email, or Twitter. So why don't you do that? Be a radio missionary. Click that button, send it out, and encourage a friend today. Well, I'll leave you with this. You hear it every day. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. And He is the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a blessed and wonderful day.